dial in toll-free. All you have to do, call 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the Saturday edition, live Saturday edition of this program. Joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And our number again is 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find a number of features awaiting you there. Lots of different stuff that is all free to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, so go and enjoy it free over at freetalklive.com, and then we can tell you ways that you can help support the show as the program goes on tonight. But enjoy the site over at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content as well, so the stuff that you see there at freetalklive.com has been placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it was you. You find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you can just simply submit it as show prep. So it doesn't have to be a news item. It could be news, it could be opinion, it could be something fun like a YouTube video. You can post it there, and then others will then have a chance to vote. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. 855-453. In fact, one of the top stories over in our website is about the TSA. But, Mark, there was something that was on your mind tonight. I guess you had something that you wanted to discuss.
You know, I don't like how... I don't know. People seem to pick up platitudes. I guess I'm on a war.
You're still on that platitude
I'm
thing.
I'm on a war on platitudes this week. People will use platitudes as mental crutches, and they won't think about things. And recently, it's been the big thing. I guess it's been quite some time, but since the presidential election is upon us, people are calling Barack Obama a socialist again. And you know what?
Well, yeah.
Barack Obama's a socialist. I'm willing to go ahead and say that.
I'd like to also call Mitt Romney a socialist.
Mitt Romney's a socialist, and every other person...
George Bush.
Yeah, serving the 535 drunken sailors calling themselves our leaders in Washington, D.C., socialists. The ones in your state capital, socialists. Anybody who advocates for, this centralized organization called the state. Anybody calling themselves a Republican or a Democrat, largely socialists. Largely people calling themselves Democrats, Republicans, socialists, because this term is, people aren't even looking at the definition of the term. The definition of the term is the state ownership of means of production. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds about right. I mean, I don't have it sitting in front of me at the moment. Yeah, I can pull it up.
I know that there's, there's control, control the means of production and or of a combination of the following: cooperative enterprises, common ownership, direct public ownership, or autonomous state enterprises.
You look down at Venezuela, for instance, and Hugo Chavez and some of the things he's been doing. He's been nationalizing industries, which is essentially turning them into, socialist industries, in that they're operated by the state's government.
So there's a management aspect to the central government in different areas. The idea that, and we saw it with the Soviet Union's 5-year plans and their stores where people would go stand in line just to get regular, the regular stuff we go to the grocery store and get all the time.
Mark, they're doing it for the people.
Right, I guess. I mean,
well, that's the claim. That's people's revolution.
I don't know. The people that benefit from this are the politicians and the bureaucrats who produce nothing. Those are the people that they're doing it for. But let's say that your avocation for centralized government is the classic Republican one. Don't you think you're a socialist? I mean, if it's let's say, and look.
Well, they believe that Republicans believe Democrats are socialists. They couldn't possibly be socialists. If Democrats are socialists, then they must be not socialists.
Okay. What evidence that do we have that that's not the case? State ownership of the means of production, let's use that as the yardstick for socialism. If somebody can, claim my labor, my hands are the means of production. If you can claim my labor, you must be able to claim my body. Can you not? I mean, schools will claim that you need to be vaccinated in order to go there. The state acts like it owns you in a great many ways. Mm-hmm. I am the means of production. My property where I live that they tax me on, property tax every single year, the claim that, they must own my property because what they're doing is, essentially charging me rent every single year or biannual, you know, quarterly or biannual, semiannual, whatever it is that you pay your property taxes, their property taxes, they're claiming to own the land. Because go ahead and don't pay the property taxes and see what happens. It's just rent by another name.
Mm.
And that, you know, I mean, that's obfuscation. It's not
well, it's rent
reality.
Without a lease. I mean, there was never any agreement, despite all the claims to social contract.
I guess that's the difference between rent and property taxes, is that they just apply it to you, and right. You don't have any kind of claim over it one way or the other. So if they own your hands and they own your property, if they own your body and they own your property, they own the means of production. They own your mind. They own whatever you do. I mean, the state's already claiming, many people in the state are already claiming that you need to go into these sort of volunteer programs, they're calling them. What's the citizen?
National service.
National service. This was advocated by Barack Obama and John McCain, both candidates in the 2008 presidential election. Now, it hasn't come up in this election, but, you know, I'll bet you could talk Mitt Romney. A Mormon who goes in and does, it's their practice as a religion to go and do this year and a half of service or whatever it is these fellows do. I bet you could probably talk him into this too. And I don't know. I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth, but the idea that the state is going to direct what your job is.
It would be a wonderful thing for the state if national service comes about, because the proposals for it have essentially been that the national service program will be as large as the military. I mean, you want to talk about a huge increase in the size of the state, that's tremendous.
Indeed.
So, I mean, what government politician wouldn't want to support national service? They're all on board with it, from what I can tell, except for maybe Ron Paul, maybe a handful of others.
Very few. So, you've got the situation where people are claiming that one candidate's a socialist, and
it's nonsense.
Whatever. It's just platitudes.
They're all socialists, but there's also fascism mixed in there as
fascism,
well, right?
Well, the National Socialist Party was the party of fascism, both here in the United States and in Germany.
Yeah.
It's just another form of socialism, people. Just because you like the military, it's only military socialism.
Are you saying fascism is a form of socialism?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
I'm going ahead and saying any advocation of any centralized governmental body is socialism.
855-450-FREE. I'm not sure I agree with that, but let's go to Jimmy listening in Indy to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I just got into it. My brother, who's a Republican, and he called me a socialist because I'm trying to get food stamps here. I'm trying to get health care through Medicaid. And he said I'm not a responsible citizen.
So have you used your money irresponsibly in order to end up in the position that you are?
No, I got laid off from the state while I retired, and they cut my pension to $363 a month.
$363?
No, $363.
Dollars?
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty miserable.
Yeah, I know.
So what happens when you work for the state? What did you do for the state?
I was a custodian for 17 years.
Hmm. So did you retire or did they lay you off?
They got rid of my union. They got rid of my collective bargaining. They laid off 150 to 350 people who knew what they were doing. And all that's left down there was me and my friends, less than 20 people in the state house.
Did they lay you off or did you retire? I didn't quite get that.
I retired because I called them racist, okay?
Retired because you called them racists. Okay,
that's right. It's either that or get fired and lose everything. That's what they think down here.
So, I don't think that taking. So, as far as I consider the state an organization that steals money. I think taxation is theft. So, therefore, if you go out, if there's a guy running around stealing things and then he runs out to the middle of town and hands out $10 bills, I don't think you've participated in stealing.
Mm-hmm. However, Jimmy, you're welcome to stick with us in a moment here, 855-453. However, Jimmy did work for the organization known as the state, and while he did something useful, like he was cleaning, that's a real job that really exists in the real world, unlike a lot of state positions. We'll come back with more, 855-453.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, so different size bit rates for your internet connection, because various internet connections work differently. differently with certain streams, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in to the best stream for you. Plus, learn about our over 100 great AM and FM radio stations that air this show throughout the week at various different times. In addition to that, we've got our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where you can hear us 7 nights a week, and our free-to-air KU band channel. In addition to that, our webcam and listen lines are available. Listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? If you are, you're probably looking for the name brands because you want quality merchandise, and you're probably looking for the best prices you can find. ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. Before you buy any gear for the outdoors enthusiast, go to ManVentureOutpost.com because they've got the best prices you'll be able to find in one place on the Internet. They carry knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, anything the outdoor enthusiast needs. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you've got, like I said, some of the best prices you're going to be able to find. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
So our caller on the line had dropped off, and I wanted to continue the discussion with him because he was saying that he was being accused of being a socialist by his brother or something like that, and he has worked for the state government there in Indy as a janitor for a number of years, had retired. They cut his pension. He said they busted up his union, etc. And it's hard to feel sorry for people that work for the state. It is hard to do that. However, I feel more sorry for somebody who's working in a legitimate role with the state government than someone who's working in some position that absolutely wouldn't exist in the absence of the idea of the state. So you look at somebody who is a janitor, for instance. Well, clearly, buildings need to be cleaned in the real world, in the productive world, so odds are good. He could have been a janitor somewhere else. I kind of feel
that. And one can understand why. The thing is that just because we have a political a philosophy doesn't mean that everybody else understands the underpinnings of that philosophy. So I'm not going to hold people responsible for that philosophy until they understand it completely. Likely as a janitor, he said to himself, well, I could be a janitor at, some place that isn't going to pay as well, or I could go get a state job where mm-hmm. they're going to offer me great benefits in the union
like
and all
pension.
Those things. Yeah. And it's hard to blame somebody for being driven towards the best situation for themselves.
And no, I don't blame somebody at all, but I, at the same time, would like to suggest that if you're working for the state, take that gentleman's story under advisement and understand that you are working for a criminal enterprise. I understand.
They'll do what they want.
You may not see it that way, but that's who they are. That's all that the state is. It's just the most successful criminal gang in any given territory. And so when you work for a criminal enterprise, don't be surprised if the the bosses at that particular criminal enterprise, in this case the state legislature or the city council or the feds, if your bosses decide to all of a sudden cut you out of the position or to screw you on a deal. Oh, you thought you were going to get X amount of pension for the rest of your life. Well, now it's going to be X minus 500 or whatever the deal was. He was complaining to us that they changed the deal on
him. It's not like that doesn't happen. It hasn't happened with pensions from private organizations and unions and that sort of thing. So I get where you're coming from, but it's not like this couldn't happen to anybody.
Okay. I guess I don't know much about private
pension. I don't
have
a news story on it, and but I'm sure that there are private. I'm sure that there are people listening right now that have pensions from private organizations and unions that are less than satisfied with that way things worked out.
So you're saying unions pay people pension?
Some people will work in some states. You'll work for the union, and the union handles the pension.
So, if you have a union job, then you would get.
It would depend on the state. Yep.
So I have to say, I don't know much about private pensions. I always was under the impression that if you're working in the private world, you are responsible for your own retirement and that you've got to get your own retirement fund going on or whatever.
This is the question you need to ask yourself is, do you want your money up front or you do want a guarantee into the future? And
I'll take my money up front.
Right. That's kind of how I feel about it is because, these guarantees into the future, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Like these lottery winners.
If the business goes out of business, then what are they going to do?
The lottery winners that take their payouts over 20 years, it may be a good ideas to say, oh, well, I don't know how I'm going to spend my money. But think about it for a second. What if the state decides they don't want to pay you after 10 years?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do, sue them in their own court? That doesn't work out. So it's just, I never hear about private pensions, Mark, so I don't know
anything. There aren't as many anymore.
Right.
At this point, the vast majority of people working for unions, and pensions are, you know, largely a union thing, the vast majority of people working for unions are working for governmental agencies.
Right. And that's what I was, you know, pointing out is, like, look, if you want a criminal gang to take care of you when you're older, don't be surprised when the criminal gang changes the rules on you. They can do it without any kind of accountability. You don't have any legitimate contract with these people. They can change the rules at any time. Look at Social Security. Social Security was originally not supposed to be the number, for instance, was not supposed to be used for identification purposes. They changed that.
They do it all the time. You can't get a bank account without one now, practically.
Raise the minimum age, or that raise the payout age, lower the amounts paid out. These are all things that they can change, and they don't owe you anything. They don't owe you an explanation. They're not under contract. They're not under any kind of an agreement with you. And even if they are in some sort of an agreement, like, for instance, when people join the military, they usually sign something to join. Even if there's an agreement, the way it's written is the agreement is we do what we want and you go along with it.
We say.
Right.
But that's frankly the citizenship agreement, too. We do what we want, you do what we say.
But there is no citizenship agreement. That doesn't exist. Unless you actually come here from another country, then they actually do have you sign off.
The claim is, I get what you're saying, that if you're born here, you didn't apply for citizenship, you didn't agree to whatever their rules are. But they claim that even by the virtue of staying on their land, and they claim the land, as I pointed out in the last segment, they can do whatever they want. I mean, that's essentially what the agreement is. And by saying you agree to it is what the claim is.
So back to the caller's original point that he had brought up was that someone had called him a socialist because he was going after Medicare payments and things like that. And you pointed out, Mark, that if a thief steals a bunch of money and hands out the free money in the middle of town, you're not at fault necessarily.
You're not
going
stealing
and collecting that. Although certainly one could say you're encouraging the thief in that particular case. But
I'd say it's about advocation. What do you advocate?
I don't blame anybody for trying to get assistance, especially in a world where government has essentially monopolized a lot of these services. So if you need medical assistance, in a lot of cases, you might have to go to the government because they have supplanted what used to exist. Things like mutual aid societies. There used to be private ways for people to get assistance through mutual aid societies. Of course, charities still help, like the Shriners, and there's other groups that definitely help people with medical concerns, but a lot of people feel like the state's their only option because they've essentially subsumed that portion of the marketplace. So I don't blame anybody for doing that, but on the other hand, the more people do it, the more integrated the state becomes in our lives, and the more difficult it becomes to get rid of that idea. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us over on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up there for free. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Your choice, all free. news.freetalklive.com.
When you buy something and you buy the best one you can get, you're rarely dissatisfied. You know, especially when that thing is a radio from the Sea Crane Company. Sea Crane Company has been producing, I mean, they're legendary in the radio business for producing the best radios out there. And they make the CC Radio 2, which has, bar none, the best AM reception available. It has a twin coil ferrite AM antenna, which makes it, makes it better than everything else as far as AM reception goes. I have one. I will attest that this is a true statement. Absolutely. And everything I've ever gotten from Sea Crane has been the highest quality merchandise. So if you are a radio, avid radio listener, you want to be able to listen on the best thing you can. The Sea Crane, it's a nice size. You can bring it with you. Of course, you take it. It takes batteries. It takes electricity. You know, whatever it is that you need. It even has one of those backup antenna connections in the back. So if you want some large super antenna in the backyard to listen to something far away, you could do that. It's called the CC Radio 2, and you can get it at ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com. Or you can call them at their 800 number. It's 800-522-8863. 800-522-8863. Anything you get from Sea Crane Company is going to be the highest quality merchandise.
Ccrane.com. That's great stuff, by the way. I've been enjoying my CC Wi-Fi radio as well. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Let's go to you and your thoughts, and ladies come first here. So Jackie's on the line, listening to Jackie in WSVG land out in Virginia. Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about government workers in general, specifically state workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state workers, they really do have it made. They've got this package, and it is so generous. And I think that they have this sense of entitlement that goes along with it. And it really behooves them to hold on to it for dear life, because once they are let go, and it's not easy for them to lose it, but once they're let go, they are kind of blackballed, and it's very difficult for them to get back into the system. But the package that they have, the incentives and the benefits are so generous. It's way, way out of whack with what you get in the private sector.
Absolutely.
Not only the pay, but the benefits. It's just way, way more generous than anything that you get.
Well, it's not generous. Let's be clear with our terms here. It's not generous because the money's being stolen from you and I in order to pay them.
It's easy to be generous with money. It's not yours.
Right. I mean, you know, like the state is giving the state workers stolen money, so it's not really generosity. If you and I are giving our money, then that's generosity. But when somebody else is giving our money, I don't even know what it is. It's complicated kind of theft.
Yeah.
Theft. Justified theft.
But yeah, it is a lot, and there's studies have been done that show federal government workers, and I'm sure state government as well, but they make significantly more, especially when you factor in the benefits, than the average private sector worker who has a similar position.
That's really tough here in this economy, when a lot of business owners and people who are working for private businesses have been
cutting back.
Yeah, they've been facing a paycheck layoffs. You know, they've had to give up a certain amount of their pay in order to keep their jobs.
The certain amounts, by the way, those cuts have ranged from 5 to 50%, depending on, you know, which industry and what jobs and
Absolutely.
What we're talking about. I know that the program director of a station we used to be on in South Florida, WFTL on the East Coast, they got rid of us after the program director got blown out because the GM hates our show. You know, the program director there was asked to take a 50% pay cut, and he was just like, well, see you later. And he just left.
I hope he found someplace else.
But it was. Let's see, that's a lot of money to take a cut. How many state agents have been taking cuts in their salary?
Well, I wanted to add that I used to be married to a state attorney, and he was guaranteed not only his generous salary per year, but he had an increase that was guaranteed per year, and the pension, and all these other benefits, the health care, and all these other perks. And it wasn't until he was embarrassed through the media that they let him go. And once he was let go, it was, you know, devastating to him. And he has not been able to get back into the practice since. And it's been very hard.
The practice of working for the state, what was he doing for them?
He's a state's attorney.
He was working.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that point. Okay, so he hasn't been able to even practice privately as an attorney since then, is what you're saying?
Right.
Huh.
So it's been very hard for him. And what I'm saying is that I think what would be a wonderful step is for all the government agencies to force their workers to undergo drug testing. The reason I'm saying this is that because the benefits are so generous and because there's such complacency with the workers and they have this feeling of, I'll never be fired, there is rampant drug use.
Well, there's drug use all over the place. I wouldn't suggest that as a solution. I would suggest, abolishing the state. Getting rid of the idea of the state, I think, would be the only way to really solve that problem. Because
what I'm telling you is that if they said that we're going to make our, because we have such wonderful standards among our employees, and we hold them to such high standards, we're going to have drug testing.
But drug tests don't catch people for drinking.
Right. We would find that there are so many people using drugs that work for the government that it would open up mass amounts of job vacancies.
Well,
my concern with that is that there's one drug in particular that really shows up on drug tests, and the rest of them, not so much. It's much harder to find somebody who's doing heroin or crack or whatever that's working, you know, the work we're working for the government in this case, or even somebody who's, you know, abuses alcohol terribly. It'd be much more difficult. The one that really shows up on drug tests is smoking pot. And of the drugs out there, it's the most benign.
Yeah. Jackie, I don't think that's going to solve anything because, you know, if you open up a bunch of jobs and put people in those job positions, you're just changing the deck chairs around on the Titanic. And the problem, I agreed with a lot of the problems that you identified about working for the state, but I don't think that's the solution that's going to really change anything significantly. I appreciate your call tonight, though. 855-450-FREE. The only way to really change that situation is to completely, you know, hopefully get rid of the idea of the state and make it so all these products and services the state actually offers that are supposedly of value are actually offered in the open marketplace to voluntary, you know, transactions, to consensual people that want to get involved with them. And if I like their services, I should be able to choose to pay for them and hire them.
And she mentioned state workers specifically. I would say that federal workers probably get the best packages out there from what I've seen.
They certainly do.
Federal government.
So more coming up here at 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome.
I think I saw 700,000 federal employees get paid more than governors.
Toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website, of course, over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other listeners and more, and it's all free. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can learn how to get a free bumper sticker there, plus download web graphics for your perhaps your blog site, or you know, put on your Facebook page. You can use our graphics for whatever reason you want. There's also high-res graphics, so for those of you that are maybe more designer-oriented, want to design your own ads, or you know, get a make your own Free Talk Live T-shirt? You can do that stuff with the resources you'll find over at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, if you operate a website or blog and have been thinking about adding a forum, or maybe you're frustrated with the current forum that you have, you want to get a forum that doesn't compromise the privacy of your users, you need to consider plainboards.com.
It's also simple to use and install for your website.
You don't actually install anything.
Well, I mean, what terminology do you use? How do you make it available to your
to implement, perhaps?
Okay.
Plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, boards, plainboards.com. It's free to use, anonymous message boards for anybody who wants one. You don't even have to be a webmaster. Just go in and create your own plain board in moments and then share the link with your friends. You don't have to install anything. You don't have to log in. You just go and get it done at plainboards.com. As we continue here, Chris is listening in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, to WXXM.
I love the name of that.
Mike 92.1. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Yeah, I heard what you were saying about state employees and that you feel that the people that work for the state are stealing their money. And
I don't think that's...
I've heard a lot over the last
That's not an accurate assumption.
Oh, okay,
you can rail against that statement if you'd like to rail against that statement. It's Free Talk Live. However, I don't believe we've made that statement.
Okay.
Like there's a, there's a distinction to be had.
Something about a janitor having a job that exists in the real world. So in that case, he actually kind of maybe did deserve that money, but it's stolen money? Did I misunderstand that?
The state steals. Taxation is theft. I will absolutely make that statement.
Did you go to school?
Yes.
Did you go to a public school or did you go to a private school?
Both.
Okay. So that stolen money paid for your education.
Absolutely.
Did you drive to work today?
Yes.
Did you drive on a road?
Yes.
Our tax dollars paid for that road.
Excellent point that you're making here. Now, I'd like to address this before you go on with your tirade about all the different things that...
Well, it's not really a tirade.
Well, I'd like to make a... Can I make a point? Can I make a point?
Sure.
Okay. Does the state claim for itself the monopoly privilege to create roads and implement something called eminent domain in order to give itself more power in the marketplace of roads?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. As a monopoly... Then, you would agree that monopolies are bad?
Well, what I would say to you about this is that
monopolies are good.
I do agree, yes, that monopolies are bad.
Okay, good.
I also, though, would say to you, with the absence of the state, okay? If you have no state, you have no government.
No, I disagree with that entirely. Now, I would disagree with the assertion that you make that the state is governance. It is a type of governance that we have now that has not evolved in 230-something years. And frankly, we need an evolution, and monopolies make innovation very difficult.
Well, I'll tell you what. We agree to a certain point. We agree that we need to evolve. We stopped evolving about 30 years ago, okay?
When was that?
When our government was corrupted with a lot of money and a lot of special interests.
Why would that have been 30 years ago? I mean, government's always been corrupt.
Why would that have been
corrupt?
30 years ago? Yeah, because that's when the formation of an organization called ALEC, the American Legislative Council.
Are you going to tell me that? Hold on. Are you going to tell me the government wasn't corrupt back in the days of the robber barons in the 1800s?
No. I won't tell you that. The robber barons, it was corrupt, and then Roosevelt put in the New Deal, and I think that
and drove a bunch of private people out of business. By the way, Roosevelt drove a bunch of private industry out of business.
Were too big to fail businesses, and I must tell you
actually,
that
there's a great story about a dry cleaner. He drove out of business. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
I tell you what. If you have no government, there is something.
I did not claim that there should be no government.
Okay. But how do you run a government without taxes?
You could do the same thing that other businesses that provide goods and services do.
But businesses have a different motive. Businesses have motives of profit.
Serving customers. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome if that was true, if that was reality. But as somebody that's paid taxes and has worked in this society for a long time, probably longer than you because
oh. Is that argument some ad antiquium? You're older than me, so you're wiser than I am? Is that the claim?
Probably. I have a little bit more
wow.
experience.
Jesus was 33 years old, younger than me. Let's see, when he died on the cross for your sins, if you believe that story. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence at 33.
I'm not saying people have no value at 33. What I am saying to you, though, is
42.
If something has happened in our society, okay, and people have been very manipulated, and the government could work if it was not so infiltrated by money, because it's supposed to be a government that is run
by government,
the people.
But government, when in the world are you going to separate power from money? Where has that happened? I mean, maybe people will call me a utopian because I want to see people not threatened. But where has government ever been separated from power? Power ever been separated from money?
Well, we used to have laws, corruption laws in our government, okay? And you didn't have people that were in the Congress.
What you used to have is you had less media, so you found out about less of this stuff. Now, with the advent of the Internet and the cable news cycle and all these things, we have more reporters out there finding out more things.
Well, actually, we have less media now because it's been consolidated.
You're talking about mainstream media, Chris. You're not including all the independent media out there.
Most stories are broken by bloggers these days.
Right,
and very rare bloggers. I mean, I've been out here in Wisconsin, and I'm right outside of Madison, and I slept in that capital last year, okay? I know what's going on here, and I know how the media does not show things, and I know how much they lie.
So do I. I'm with you on that point. The media is completely corrupted, the corporate media, that is. But there are plenty of independent media operations out there, lots of indie journalists and things like that. There's more of that now than ever before, more so-called citizen journalists. But let's go back to something you said before. You kind of are living in this, you almost sound like a conservative with this statement about how things were so much better in the past.
Wait a minute. Maybe you need to hear that qualified because you were making statements about, or maybe it was your previous caller who wanted to have everybody drug tested. It sounded like she could use one herself. But anyway, the private sector, you were talking about how people were losing jobs in the private sector and that their benefit packages were going down, okay? I have some experience with this. My husband and I both work private sector, major companies, IBM, EDS, okay? We had great benefit packages way back when we were first hired. And they did. They laid people off. I mean, we lost everything in a layoff because our whole town went belly up. Our properties had no value. Because of this corporation pulling out.
You can't depend on a corporation to take care
Look
of you.
Look at Detroit. I mean, the government of Detroit has destroyed that
you can't
city.
You can't depend on a corporation to take care
you
of
you. You can't depend on a city either.
No, you can't depend
on a government.
You can only depend on you and maybe your friends and neighbors who care.
Look, I've never gotten a dime from anybody, and we did take care of ourselves. But for a company to come in and suck up all the resources from a town, from a state, they get all kinds of breaks. I mean, we have people out in Longview, Washington.
Okay. It sounds like you've got a legitimate concern about the you know, the connection between big corporations and the government. Would that be true?
Most definitely.
Okay. I have a similar concern, and I think that the reason why you have big corporations today is because of government. In point of fact, you couldn't have corporations if it weren't for the government. You know that, right?
Well, you know that you cannot have that without unregulated government. The lack of regulations is our problem.
Well, but this is the same, Carol. This is the same thing that's always been said as long as, what is it?
Chris. It's Chris.
Chris. As long as there's been government, is if only we could be in charge, then we would do it right. Wait a second. It's been Republicans from 2000 to 2008 in the federal government, or 2006 in the federal government. What did you get? You got corruption and big spending. It was Democrats from 2008 to 2010, and what did you get? You got big government and big spending and big corruption.
I don't believe in the Democrats or the Republicans.
I'm just telling you that you'll never get whoever it is that you want in charge. It is a pipe dream in order to keep you on the hamster wheel.
And to a certain extent, I agree with you on that. To a certain extent. And that is why we need change. It's why we need a third
party. What would you propose?
And it's why we need the people to make it happen, because it's the only way. How are we going to do that? We've been doing it. We have. We've changed the conversation here, and we're not even started.
How are the third parties going to do this year?
It's not something that gets done overnight. This is something time to build.
It's another few generations down the road, right?
I certainly hope not.
Well, I can tell you, I've been involved with third-party politics before, and it's a hopeless game. The rules are rigged. My answer is to secede from the federal government, get the state governments the hell out of the federal government, and then have different states compete to have different options for people to move to.
My solution is to stop threatening people with threats of violence in order to get them to do what you want. If they commit violence against other people,
I'm involved in peaceful movements. I'm not involved.
Cool.
In violence.
Me too. Chris.
The government is not a peaceful movement.
Right. The government is institutionalized aggression and force against peaceful people, and that's why I oppose its current form as the state. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Hour number 2 is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.